Fourth Peg of Edius, eighth Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Yevamos. Rabbi Beis Shammai Oimrim, Mashami Matirim Esat Soris La'achim. The halach is like this: a person who died without children, his brother has a mitzvah to do Yibum. What happens if the brother who died was married to the daughter of his brother? So obviously his brother can't do Yibum because he can't be Miyabim his daughter. What happens if the brother that died had another wife? He was married to the daughter of his brother and another wife, which was not a relative. So that's called a tzara. Beis Hillel holds that if one of the wives of the deceased man was an erva to the living brother, then not only could he not do yibum on the erva, for example, his daughter, he can't do yibum on any of the wives. But Beis Shammai says no, only the erva can't do yibum on, but the other wives, you can. Beis Hillel says you can't, none of the wives can marry the brother, because if there's one wife that is usher to the brother, they're all usher to the brother. Cholzu, if they did chalitza, Beis Shammai poisel menakuna. Beis Shammai says that the other wives have to have yibum, and male they have to have chalitza. If they did chalitza, a chalitza is poisel lakuna, sula lakuna. Beis Hillel machshir, Beis Hillel says no, the mutter. Why? Because Beis Hillel holds that it's not a chalitza, there was no need for chalitza. Nisyavu, if they didn't yibum, so basically he's marrying a woman according to Beis Shammai is permitted, according to Beis Hillel is an erva. Beis Shammai merchivim, he says the kosher Beis Hillel poislin because he married an erva, so the woman becomes possible, the child is a mamza. Yavu pishel poislin veil merchivim, even though they had a difference in opinion in these marriages, who's possible, who's kosher. Lo nivnu Beis Shammai melisa noshim Beis Hillel, lo Beis Hillel melisa noshim Beis Shammai. They're married from one family to the next. Come on, they clarified before they married if this woman had a problem according to their shita. But as long as they didn't, then there's nothing personal between the families. So as long as they knew that this woman is kosher according to their opinion, they would marry her. The cholatayrus the tumas show you elam etamim etayrim elam etamim lo nimna lo yizoisim tayrus elam al gab elam. Also, they did not refrain from borrowing kalim from one another, because also they would notify one another that this is the thing you're machmer and we're not going to give it to you. This thing we know that you're not machmer, we'll give it to you, because they were both God-fearing Jews, just they had difference in opinions.